Week 3, Thursday, Evening Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. When God had filled the earth with life, and blessed it to increase, then cattle dwelt with creeping things, and lion with lamb at peace. He gave them vast untrodden lands, with plants to be their food. Then God saw all that he had made, and found it very good. Praise God the Father for all life, his Son and Spirit blessed, by whom creation lives and moves, in whom it comes to rest. Your faithful shall ring out their joy as they enter your dwelling place, Lord. Psalm 131. O Lord, remember David and all the many hardships he endured, the oath he swore to the Lord, his vow to the Strong One of Jacob. I will not enter the house where I live, nor go to the bed where I rest. I will give no sleep to my eyes, to my eyelids I will give no slumber, till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the Strong One of Jacob. At Ephratah we heard of the ark. We found it in the plains of Urim. Let us go to the place of his dwelling. Let us go to kneel at his footstool. Go up, Lord, to the place of your rest, you and the ark of your strength. Your priests shall be clothed with holiness. Your faithful shall ring out their joy. For the sake of David your servant, do not reject your anointed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Your faithful shall ring out their joy as they enter your dwelling place, Lord. The Lord has chosen Sion as his dwelling place. Psalm 131 continued. The Lord swore an oath to David, he will not go back on his word. A son, the fruit of your body, will I set upon your throne. If they keep my covenant in truth, and my laws that I have taught them, their sons also shall rule on your throne from age to age. For the Lord has chosen Sion, he has desired it for his dwelling. This is my resting place forever, here have I chosen to live. I will greatly bless her produce. I will fill her poor with bread. I will clothe her priests with salvation, and her faithful shall ring out their joy. There David's stock will flower. I will prepare a lamp for my anointed. I will cover his enemies with shame, but on him my crown shall shine. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord has chosen Sion as his dwelling place. The Lord has given him power and honour and empire, and all peoples will serve him. A Canticle from Revelations 11. We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, who are and who were, that you have taken your great power and begun to reign. The nations raged, but your wrath came, and the time for the dead to be judged, for rewarding your servants, the prophets and saints, and those who fear your name, both small and great. Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come, for the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they love not their lives even unto death. Rejoice then, O heaven, and you that dwell therein. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord has given him power and honour and empire, and all peoples will serve him. A reading from 1 Peter chapter 3. You should all agree among yourselves and be sympathetic. Love the brothers, Have compassion and be modest and humble. Never pay back one wrong with another, or an angry word with another one. Instead, pay back with a blessing. That is what you are called to do, so that you inherit a blessing yourself. Responsory: The Lord fed us with finest wheat. The Lord fed us with finest wheat. He filled us with honey from the rock. The Lord fed us with finest wheat. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord fed us with finest wheat. The Lord brought down the mighty from their seats and raised up the lowly. My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness. Henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord brought down the mighty from their seats and raised up the lowly. Intercessions. Christ is the High Priest of his people. It is in him that we come together to make our prayer to the Father of us all. Father, put new hearts within us. We thank you for calling us into the Church. Bless us with constant faith, and make it a source of life for others. Father, put new hearts within us. Lord, bless our Pope. We pray that his faith may not fail, and that he may strengthen his brothers and sisters. Father, put new hearts within us. Turn sinners back to you. Grant us a humble and contrite heart. Father, put new hearts within us. Your Son knew what it was to be excluded from his homeland. Be mindful of those who must live far from their family and country. Father, put new hearts within us. Give eternal rest to the dead. Bring the whole Church together in heaven. Father, put new hearts within us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. We offer you, Lord, our thanksgiving at the close of this day. In your mercy, forgive the faults we have committed through human frailty. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.